Okay, Mongo Slade back, episode maybe 15, I don't know where I'm at, 14. I was going to do a different show today until I saw this Ebony magazine. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is Cranium Crap podcast, Crap for Your Cranium. You can reach me at JoonyTuff, JoonyTuff at gmail.com, and the blog page is craniumcrap.blogspot.com. Ebony Magazine just did a piece on the 25 coolest brothers of all time. I mean, like, since brothers was cool, okay? Since brothers was cool. It's not the 25 coolest brothers of, I don't know, the last 50 years, but of all time. And really, what gives Ebony Magazine the right to name the 25 coolest brothers? I highlighted a couple here. You know, it's 25 brothers. I would say 25 successful brothers. I'm not sure how cool they are. They all, some play cool characters on TV. Some come across like they're cool. There's a few on here I can honestly agree with and I will put on my list. You know, you have Barack, Don Cheadle, Billy D. What is Billy D. Williams even doing nowadays? Last time I seen him, he was in that movie with John Travolta. When, like, white people were that was Billy D? No, that was Harry Belafonte. Billy D was in that movie with Diana Ross. I think that was a Lady Sings the Blues when he stuck his hand out and she was staring at him. Are you just going to stand there? You're going to let my hand fall off. And he was Han Solo, back in the day. Jimi Hendrix is on here, Denzel, you know, Ed Bradley, Tupac, Adam C., Adam Clayton Powell, you know, Malcolm X, Prince. I guess Prince is, I don't know, how cool is he? You know, he wear those chaps and those, you know, funny high heel shoes. Gordon Parks. So I would say I agree with Walt Frazier. He was pretty cool. I agree with Jimi Hendrix. He was cool. The rest of these brothers are just successful. You know, they're famous in their own right and they're successful, you know. Samuel Jackson's on here. You know, he looks like an owl. You know, I mean, I'm not sure how cool you can be if you look like an owl. Okay? You know, Barack, he's successful. He's intelligent. I'm not sure how cool he is. I got my own list I decided to make up and add to Ebony's all-time 25 list. Okay? So, some of these people you might have heard of. Some of these people you might not have heard of. That's why I'm here. You know, to educate. To entertain and eradicate foolishness. So today, I'm educating you fools, all right? So my list is in no particular order. Maybe the top two or three are, you know, people I think that are the ultimate of cool, okay? And this, I did some extensive research on this, so let's get to it. All right, by no means am I saying this person's name first on my list as he's the bottom of my list, but it's a good introduction as to what cool is and understand what it means to be cool as a black man in this country, especially back during the 60s and 70s. You've all heard of this fella. He's a basketball player. He played for, I think, San Antonio Spurs. Matter of fact, his name had a moniker that was cool. I'm talking about George Gervin, the Iceman. Okay. Do you people remember the Iceman? You remember how this fool talked? Remember how this fool looked? You know why they called him the Iceman? Because supposedly he never sweated in a game. Now, you YouTube Iceman, okay? Please do it when you get done listening to this show, all right? YouTube, but you probably can't because you probably have a shitty computer that doesn't can't play YouTube videos. So, you know, go out and get you a new computer, you know. Stop spending all your money on beers and your ugly girlfriend or whatever the hell you're doing, your raggedy car, you know, buying shocks every other weekend, and go get a nice computer so you can listen to me and watch YouTube, okay? The Iceman warm-up jersey on the back of it had ice on it. I've never in the history of my life ever have seen, remember like the XFL, how the players had their little nicknames on the back of their jerseys? Well, in the NBA... back in the 70s, the Iceman had ice on his warm-up jacket, okay? I've never seen that before in my whole life on an NBA, NFL team, or Major League Baseball where an official uniform had somebody's nickname on it. Now, granted, he didn't play with this in the game, but Regardless, you've never seen him before, and you'll never see it since then. And on top of that, when you watch the Iceman, I swear to God, when he plays, he's reminiscent of a Jordan. Just to put an image in your mind, it's like when he's jumping through the air, when he's gliding through the air. I swear to God, those clips have to be slowed down. Nobody can glide through the air at 3/4 of speed. Okay. Now, you know, you watch those old NBA videos when they have a bunch of white guys running around with Chuck Taylors on and whatnot, and they're moving all fast and whatnot. Those seem like they're speeded up to make white people look faster. I swear to God, when you watch the Iceman, especially that one finger roll movie he did when he's right going up under the backboard, they say, I don't know if it's supposed to be in regular speed, but I'm telling you, it looks like he's flying, jumping, gliding, floating through the air at half speed, okay? You got to see this shit. It's incredible. Some of the shit he's doing is incredible. He's starting from the free throw line doing a finger roll. Like the Iceman say, anybody can slam dunk. But it takes a real man to finger roll. That's how he said it. I'm telling you, this man was cool. Dave Thompson played at the same time the Iceman did. I don't have the exact points, but Dave was going to take the scoring title that year. Played the night before the Iceman. He had a score, I don't know, like, I think he had to score so many points. It might have been like 70-something points in the game to take the scoring title. So he scored the most points ever in a quarter, scored the most points ever in a half. You know, this is before Wilt Chamberlain ever scored 100 points in a game. So he scored all these points. It was almost impossible for the Iceman for the next day to take the scoring title. So Iceman said when he was walking through the corridor or the vault to go to the game, the coach came up to him and said, "Hey, Ice, we're going to get you the ball. We're going to get you the ball. Break that scoring title." I think Iceman scored 68 points that game or something like that. He broke the quarter record. He broke the record for most points in a quarter. And he broke, I think, the most points in a half. And he went ahead and got the scoring title that year. Okay, so you want to see a cool brother. To this day, he's cool. You listen to YouTube, this fool. Listen to him talk. He got that southern drawl. You know, he's a cool brother. His name is Ice. He's the original Ice. Well, he's not the original Ice, because that brings me to my next person, who the original Ice is. All these West Coast fools named themselves after this gentleman. The original Ice, this dude personified cool. He wrote books on it. He is the inspiration of a whole generation of rappers and just people in general, okay? I am talking about none other than Robert Beck, a.k.a. Iceberg Slim. You guys know who Iceberg Slim is? This brother was cool. He was pimping back in the 30s and 40s, okay? This brother was cool. He was born in Rockford, Illinois, but he pimped all over the Midwest. You know, if you read his book, it's the most fascinating read, some of the best prose you'll ever read in your life. The book Pimp is what really got me into reading books. It's one of the best books I've ever read. There's paragraphs in there that are so eloquent. It's just beautiful. And just he talks about his life on the streets, his incarceration. He was on the run from the police for a couple of months, and he was still pimping while he was on the run. Iceberg Slim say back in the day, he can get off a bus in Detroit or Cleveland, and within a week, he driving a Cadillac. All right? That's not pimping. That's strong game. All right? That's where he's the original. We ain't talking about Don Juan and all these guys. These guys look up to Iceberg Slim. Now, Iceberg Slim was cool. He died, I think, in the 90s. And I believe that Ice Cube owns the rights to his life story right now. But boy, man, Iceberg Slim, all right? So, yeah, he's cool. He's cool. He's not a movie star. He's not a politician. Just a hardcore pimp and did it most of his life and eventually retired and moved to the West Coast. All right, let's keep it going. All right, next on my list, like I said, it's no particular order. I believe all these brothers are cool, except I give the top two the ultimate coolness. This brother right here, I'm about to go way back on, not way back, but I'm about to go obscure on you fools. You guys do not know who this fella is, all right? His name is Ken Johnson. That's his given name. But his moniker, his AKA, is Slick, Reverend Slick, and Slick, the Doctor of Style. You guys, man, He's the first. This dude is funny. He's the first black manager of the WWF. He was back in the 80s. He used to wear these outrageous outfits. And he would walk down with his wrestlers and dance around a little bit. But I think with the biggest thing Slick was known for was the way he talked. He was, you know, he talked with a slick style. He was cool. He was outrageous. He was black. He was on WWF, you know. But I can remember one particular episode when he bought another wrestler and put the money in a brown paper bag. That shit was funny as hell. He's like, I got the money. That shit was hilarious. I'm like, that brother cool. So let's big up the Slick Ken Johnson. He's a minister right now. I think he's down with that one network with T.D. Jakes and all those guys. But yes, Slick was a cool dude. I'm not sure if he's on YouTube, but YouTube him. You might see him on there. Slick. I forgot about this. He had a music video too. Like, he's walking down the street singing this song, a Jive Soul Bro, Jive Soul Bro. And he's rapping. He's rapping in the video. There's like some chicks in the background, and he has on these outrageous suits and whatnot. So yeah, Slick was a cool brother. And as a matter of fact, let's listen to a little Slick right now. Okay, next on my list, I had to throw on here one fictional character. Not, you know, I guess Slick is fictional too, but one fictional character, and his name, and you know who this guy is George Jefferson. Now, he was a cool brother. He was rich. He lived up in a penthouse in Manhattan. And he ain't take no crap off of white folks. He called white folks honky back in the 70s. Can you imagine that? He was calling white folks honky. He called Willis honky. He would get down on Archie Bunker, call him a honky when needed to be called a honky. He would yell at Wheezy. Not saying that's a good thing to yell at your wife, but, you know, he would call the neighbor's kid, what do you call him? Zebra. Zebra. Can you imagine that? He called biracial people zebra in their face. So I'm not going to elaborate too much on George Jefferson, but he is on my list of 25 coolest black men ever is George Jefferson. Because most black men can only dream to say and do the things George did. George used to dance, get his groove on when needed to be, and he walked on the furniture, okay? George, and he owned a franchise or a bunch of dry cleaners. So, yeah, I put George Jefferson on my list. Next on my list, we're getting up there now. We're getting close. Leon Isaac Kennedy, the star of the Penitentiary movies. Now, you have to be cool to be in a movie where your name in the movie, three of these movies, is Too Sweet. Okay? Too Sweet. That was his name. And he had co-stars in the movies. Their names were Magilla, Gorilla, Sweet Pea, and names like Half Dead. Okay? Half Dead. He made three of these ridiculous movies, and they were ridiculous, but, you know, to him, they were Citizen Kane type. You know, he took them seriously. He liked being in them, I guess, because he did three of them. Leon was cool, because he used to beat fools up. He was beating fools up. And on top of that, he married Jane Kennedy. She's the first black woman ever to be on the cover of Playboy. She had her face insured back in the day. He married her before he was even famous. Now, they're divorced now, but Leon had game, all right? Leon was famous back in the day when I was a kid. Everybody looked up to Leon Isaac Kennedy, not just for the fact he was from the same small town I was from, went to the same high school, but Leon was a legend, okay? Supposedly, there's a videotape circulating amongst a certain fraternity that he was in that it's the first sex videotape, like, ever. You know, this is long before the internet was even invented, but there's a videotape of him and Jane Kennedy doing their thing. And I heard it's still in existence. All right. So I'm inching up the list now, and I'm telling you it's Leon Isaac Kennedy. YouTube penitentiary and see some of his acting prowess. Okay. All right. Going up the list now. The next person on my list of all time coolest black people. I'm not even sure what this guy's name is. I think it's Joe Kelly. I think it's Joe Kelly. He might be related to Jim Kelly, but this guy, I think his name is Joe Kelly, but you know who this guy is. In the movie Return of the Dragon, there's a scene when a couple of guys walk into a restaurant. That's the restaurant I think that Bruce Lee is defending. It's a couple of guys walk into the restaurant and assault the proprietor or the waiter or whatnot. You know who this guy is. I'm going to do this clip myself. The guys walk in. You know, the little Chinese waiter walks up. Can I help you?
Can you help me? Why, Sean. Let me have some Chinese spare ribs.
Chinese spare ribs? What is that?
You mean to tell me you don't know what Chinese spare ribs are?
No.
Well, let me show you, man.
And he assaults the man. This brother was cool, and later on in the movie, suffice to say, Bruce Lee kicked this guy's ass, but he took it cool. Later on in the movie, he slapped Bruce Lee in the head. I think Bruce Lee was tied up or something. And he goes,
you better cool it, baby.
I don't know nothing about this guy, man, but he was cool. So the black guy from Return of the Dragon who's in the restaurant scene, that brother is cool, okay? All right, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Next on my list, y'all fools do not know who this guy is. This dude is fucking cool. This motherfucker is cool. I remember him as a fucking kid. And the reason I decided to make my own list is because of this guy right here. Now, then I added a couple other fellas on there to complete my list. But this dude right here is the epitome of cool. This brother's name is UL Washington. UL Washington is notably known for playing shortstop for the Kansas City Royals. But he played with a toothpick in his mouth at all times. When he played out in the field, when he ran the bases, and when he batted. UL Washington was a cool brother. He's a little brother, too. This brother played with a toothpick in his mouth. I mean, he used to be out there fielding ground balls, slick as ever. Field them suckers, throw them the first, get that fool out with a toothpick in his mouth. Done this for years without incident. And what's funny is, the toothpick was eventually outlawed because of some incident that happened to a player in the minor leagues that was emulating UL, probably. And, you know, they outlawed the toothpick in his mouth. And it's weird because his stats went down. And eventually, he retired soon after that. So, UL Washington, man. Kansas City Royals. He played with George Brett. He was, matter of fact, he was a guy that was on first base for the Pine Tar home run. So, yeah, check him out. UL Washington. This was when brothers played baseball, man. This brother was cool, man. I actually used to watch his games. And he had a toothpick in his mouth at all times. And as a kid, every kid that I knew put a toothpick in their mouth because of UL Washington, all right? You know what else is funny about UL? Is that his name doesn't stand for anything. His name is just UL, okay? So this brother was cool, man. Check him out. Look him up on the internet. He's cool, brother, all right? Probably know who the next person is. He was a singer. He was also politically active with the civil rights movement. It is none other than Mr. Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke was born in 1931, died in 1964. He was an R&B, soul, American gospel singer. He pretty much invented the R&B sound. He had 29 top 40 hits between 1957 and 1965. And like I say, he was part of the civil rights movement. He was an entrepreneur, singer, songwriter. What else did he do? He was a composer. And he founded his own record label. But he was definitely a cool brother. He paved the way for many other artists till right now. He's also the artist that made the song, that what she's really known for, especially among brothers my age and younger, is the Malcolm X movie when Denzel Washington is going to the Audubon Theater, and the song I was just playing before he was assassinated. Okay, that's Sam Cooke. The name of that song is A Change Is Gonna Come. Inspired to write it because Bob Dylan wrote a song about the times and whatnot. So Sam wrote a song citing his displeasure with America at the time, and particularly the civil rights movement, okay? So yeah, Sam Cooke, man. He died at a young age in California, L.A. I think at the Hacienda Motel. I think it was in the watch or something like that. But he was shot by the hotel proprietor. Supposedly he was trying to rape a woman, but you read in other accounts after he died that it was believed that the woman was robbing Sam Cooke, and she took his clothes so he wouldn't run out and try to apprehend her. And he came downstairs to where the proprietor, you know, the clerk is and whatnot, and legend has it that she was splitting the money with the person, you know, the person who worked at the hotel, and the girl were splitting the money. I think her name was Elisa Bryant. He met her somewhere on Hollywood Boulevard in La Brea and took her somewhere, and come to find out, like, after he died, she was arrested of prostitution. I'm not sure whatever happened to her. So it kind of left, you know, the legacy tarnished, but like I say, further accounts have disproved the story and pretty much saying that Sam Cooke was a victim of a robbery. Then he was murdered in cold blood, and the body was examined, I think, by Aretha Franklin and or somebody. I'm not sure. And he was beaten pretty badly too. He was beaten extensively. So it was beyond a gunshot wound or two. He was beaten extensively. So it's something that hopefully one day we'll find out the truth of what really happened to participants in that unfortunate event are probably long gone by now. I tried to find out whatever happened to these people, but there's not too much information. So yeah, Sam Cooke, I got him on top of my list as one of the all-time coolest brothers in American history. So let's recap. We got Sam Cooke, UL Washington, George Jefferson, the black guy from Return of the Dragon, Leon Isaac Kennedy, Slick, Ken Johnson is his name, Iceberg Slim, and the Iceman, George Gervin. There's a couple rappers on the list on Ebony, so I threw my own rapper on there. It's three of them, actually. It's a group. These brothers were cool to me, and what you hear in the background, you know, is Run DMC. They spawned a trend that is current to this day. You know, wearing Adidas, you know, wearing leather. You remember those brothers wore leather sweatsuits? These brothers wore the Adidas suits with the leather jacket over them with the Adidas. To this day, shell tops are popular. I got a pair. You're not a true hip hopper b-boy if you don't have a pair of shell tops in your wardrobe. Okay. So they're what I call an alternate, you know. They're an alternate. Yeah, Run DMC. So that's it for my all-time coolest brothers. This is Mongo Slade, and I'm signing out. Check me out at craniumcrap.blogspot.com. Send me an email at junietuff@gmail.com, and I am out. Kick off, shoot, jump on the job. Listen to the jam master as he starts to rock.